B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's Marathon Monday. Good to say that again, right?
Yeah.
And joining us, man, in advance of his 50th consecutive Boston Marathon is, of course, the Boston Marathon race director. Yes, he is, Dave McGilvery. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for having me on.
Big day for you.
Yeah, well, you know, 126th running of the Boston Marathon. I haven't been around for all of them, but
close.
You're about half of them almost.
Yeah,
this
wow.
is your 50th consecutive marathon.
Yeah,
that you've run.
That just means I'm old.
You know, you put your money where your mouth is. You're the race director, but you also run the race. That is incredible. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, my first year was 73, and when I crossed the finish line, I just made a commitment that, you know, I want to run this race every year for the rest of my life. And so I made the commitment then, and I did it for 15 years in a row, then offered the job to help direct it. And I was like, whoa, now what do I do? Do I run in it, or do I help run it? And I said, well, I need the money. I'll take the job. But I'm standing at the finish line, and everyone's finishing, and I just was full of a little self-pity, and I'm like, geez, I want to run this too. And I have a motto in my life, and it's my game, so it's my rules. So I said, well, what the heck? And I had a police officer drive me back out to the start, and I started at 8 o'clock at night, finished at 11 o'clock at night, and was the last finisher, and I've been the last finisher for the last 34 years, so this will be number 35 at night.
You run at night?
Yeah, well, direct it during the day.
Mm. Do you pick up cones along the way?
Yeah.
I pick up trash.
Oh, my gosh, that's fabulous.
Dave. So
no, it's the calm after the storm. You know, I'm able to sort of reflect on the day and just start critiquing and all that.
Mm. You know, I would do it, too, but I would have the emergency vehicle behind me.
I would be just on the emergency vehicle. Yeah.
Anyway, Dave.
That's terrific.
It's awesome. So tell us about the day. What time does it start? And can folks come down and see it in person, the finish line open, anything
of
like that?
Yeah. Yeah, so the men's wheelchair starts at 9:02, women's 9:05, and cycles and duos at 9:30, pro men at 9:37, pro women 9:45, para athletes at 9:50. And then we're back to the traditional four waves. Wave one is at 10, wave two is at 10:25, wave three is at 10:50, wave four is at 11:15. The hope is that we get everyone across the starting line by 11:30, and everyone across the finish line, except yours truly, at by 5:30-ish.
How about fans for folks who maybe want to come down and take part in it?
I always say the comeback is stronger than the setback, and such will be the case this year. I think people are really excited and buzzing about this year's race. I haven't done this on April with 30,000 people in 3 years.
Wow.
So we've had to brush the dust off a little bit and the rust and remember how we've done it in the past and do it again and try to improve and enhance. And, you know, we're encouraging spectators to come out as they always have. One of the greatest assets of the Boston Marathon has always been the experience of all the spectators. These people, we go through residential communities. So these people, for the majority of them, step out their front door and they know what to say and how to say it and when to say it. And, you know, they're like the sixth man in basketball where they make it possible for a lot of people who are struggling to be able to reach the finish line.
That's a good point, because all along the 26 miles, it's great to have the support and the spectators there. Well, that's terrific.
Yeah.
We know you're busy. Did you have your spaghetti last night, your carbo up?
Well, yeah, you carbo load. You do what you have to do. Everyone's different, but, yep, you're right on.
Run after your carbo load.
Yeah, yeah. I do half the work.
Yeah, yeah. Missed that part of it. But anyway, there's hope. Dave McGilvery, the Boston Marathon race director. We know you got a busy day ahead of you, but thanks for checking in. Best of luck. Loosen up and let's do it, okay?
Let's get her done. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, Dave. Thank you so much. Remember, stretch.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Dave. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Marathon Monday. We just talked to Dave McGilvery. He's the big race coordinator for the marathon. Not only that, he runs it 50 times. And he's done Ironman, all kinds. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And we have a lady on the phone now with us who is also going to run the marathon. Her name is Pat.
Yep.
And Pat had a very special way of training for the race.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say, hi, good morning, Pat. You ready to run? What's going on?
I'm as ready as I'm going to be, I guess.
Wow. Okay.
Now, Bob, you don't know the story.
I don't, but I like it.
Because Bob was out that day, but tell him what you did to get yourself through the long runs.
Mm-hmm.
That
okay.
sounds weird.
So I was vacationing in Florida, you know, for the winter when I got noticed that I got into the marathon. So I got in a little bit later, and so I really had to sort of ramp up my training. I had been running all along, mm-hmm. and I, you know, I was in a different environment. I got in late. I had all this pressure on me to get my mileage up, and I was freaking out a little bit. I thought, oh, my God, I've got to wrap my head around this. I'm out running. I'm like, oh, my God, everything's different, and you know, I thought, what do I need? What do I need? I'm like, I need something from home. I thought, oh, my God, I need Bob and LBF from WROR.
Well, that's great. So you would listen to us while you trained.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it does make people run faster, let's be honest.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God. Every morning, every single morning, I just had to hear your voices. It reminded me of home. You know, it got me through all of it. It got me through all of it.
It's awesome.
Honest to God, you guys were
great. I'm a runner.
Yes, you are. And like you said, mm-hmm. you're a motivational speaker, LBF. See?
Yes. It's really easy. Just don't do what she says.
Right, exactly.
That's your motivation.
I was running for you, LBF.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so awesome. I love that story.
Pat, where are you from up here?
Wellesley.
Okay, well, that is awesome.
Yep.
So you're going to run Marathon Monday.
I am.
Have you ever run a marathon before? You done it?
I have. This is like my 18th marathon.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to run from the start line or just Rosie Ruiz and go out your front door?
Oh, no.
What? Please.
No, I do it from the start. From the start.
Oh, that's terrific.
Pat, that is great.
Yeah, I always finish.
Well, I admire that. I admire that. Really do.
I'm so excited for you.
The commitment, the training,
I know.
The discipline.
Yeah.
We got none of that.
None. Yeah. Zero. We absolutely don't do any of it. Oh, okay. My gosh. That's great. Call us Tuesday. See how it went.
Yes. I want to see how you feel Tuesday, Pat. Okay?
Absolutely. I will.
All
right. And I'll be thinking of you guys when I'm out there.
We'll carbo up. Get those carbs in. Do you carb load, by the way?
Yes, I do.
That?
That's the only thing we can do.
Yes.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
Yeah, we're always carbo loaded,
yes.
Just in case.
Yep.
You're halfway there.
That's right.
Pat, you're awesome.
That's awesome.
And thank you so much for the kind words. That really is cool. We appreciate
you. You're welcome. Thank you guys for being there.
Love it. Thanks,
thank
Pat. Have good luck. Okay, we'll be rooting for you.
All right, I'll be in touch after.
All right, please awesome.
Do. Your call is tomorrow. So Pat is a snowbird, right? So
yes.
She lives in Florida.
Yep.
And that's where she trains for marathon, comes up in April, and
yep.
just does that. And she would have us on her, you know, her earbuds while she was training. That's pretty cool.
It is really cool.
I like that. You know, we're Team Pat.
Right.
We're part of her team.
Exactly.
I like it. Okay, good. Well, good luck with that. See how she does. Hey, coming up Morning Court, we have Sarah on the phone. What happens when you're a prankster?
Oh.
Okay, who loves doing April Fool's jokes. So Sarah did a April Fool's joke here back a couple of weeks ago that still isn't sitting well with the family. Well, it must have been one heck of a joke, right? We'll find out. All right, so we'll talk to Sarah in 10.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.